News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, folks, let me tell you real quickly about etaxbreaks.com. I know these folks. I know them. Etaxbreaks.com, 23 years of experience they got at just going out there and finding you money. How's that for a job? Just finding you money. I mean, I couldn't imagine being able to just call your clients and go, hey, found you some money. It's what we do. And they do that every single day. So here's the deal. The way you run your business, you may think it's common sense, and it probably is. But like who you hired, where you placed your business geographically, did you keep your business open during the pandemic? Did you survive a natural disaster like a hurricane? Kind of all these things and more qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, grants, all kinds of stuff that you didn't know was out there. And so all you got to do is get on their website, and they've got a special website just for our listeners, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside, and they only get paid if they find you money. And they find millions for their clients every month. That's it, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. Hey, keeping on this thread that we were just on with Matt Clark. And by the way, that story is up. If you want to see it, I've got it on my Twitter feed. You can go to @sen, that's S-E-N, @sen Phil Williams. I just tweeted it out right before the show started. It's on 1819news.com about United Launch Alliance, the lawsuit being filed. All right, so the story on 1819, by the way, does not indicate whether or not ULA has made any public comment. I don't see that in the story, so maybe they haven't yet. But nonetheless, the description of the story is up on 1819news.com. You can check it out. But it's part of a trend we're starting to see around and about. I mean, we're also seeing it in the healthcare arena. Keep in mind, remember this whole vaccine mandate thing? Technically, there's like multiple mandates. There's the mandate for all federal employees, members of the military, that kind of thing. The executive branch does have say-so over their people. Keep in mind, too, though, that Congress, the Supreme Court, they fall into a different category. They are not executive branch employees. And so my understanding is they are not vaccinated or requiring a mandate. Nonetheless, executive branch employees is one mandate. Another one is employee contractors who are employees that have federal contracts, and just like ULA. ULA is a federal contractor. And so ULA falls into that category of being told that they have until now, January 4th, to have their people vaccine plan in place and be vaccinated, or they can lose their contracts. And I get it. It's a revenue thing. I sympathize to some degree with ULA's position. However, ULA's position does not exempt them from denying exemptions for their employees. And then you got another mandate. You've got one that goes to private employers who have 100 or more employees. This one is one of the most arbitrary, in my opinion, speaking from a legal standpoint. How arbitrary is it that they chose 100? Where did 100 come from? Is there some scientific evidence that 100 was the number at which you become more contagious? What if you have 99? You're not contagious? Or what if you have 100, but they're all on remote work capabilities? Or what if you have 100, but they don't sit next to each other? I mean, it's just so daggum arbitrary, it's unbelievable. Well, one of the quickest ways you can unravel, so to speak, a governmental position in court is to prove that the decision was made in an arbitrary and capricious manner. I've used that in court myself, and I could see that one being definitely used against the government as to the 100 plus. All right, then there's another mandate. This mandate deals with medical care providers. So if you are a facility, a nursing home, a medical care provider clinic, a surgery center, all of these different types of facilities that participates in Medicare or Medicaid reimbursement, you are subject to another mandate. That one, though, appears to be one of the most onerous because if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong. I need to go back and read up on this, but just grain of salt here. But my recollection is that that one is not allowing for exemption requests. That one's saying vaccinated or go away. And that's pretty rough. Well, here's the deal. Story in the New York Times. Looking at it. 10 states have filed a lawsuit this week. 10 states seeking to block the Biden administration's coronavirus vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. So that's the Medicaid, Medicare mandate I was talking about. On the heels of a court decision that temporarily halted the broader U.S. requirement that workers of all large employers be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. The new suit was filed in the U.S. District Court of Eastern Missouri. It claims the rule that was issued last week by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, quote, threatens with job loss millions of healthcare workers who risked their lives in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic to care for strangers and friends in their communities. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It goes on to say the 10 states also argued that the rule threatens to exacerbate an alarming shortage of healthcare workers, particularly in rural communities, that has already reached a boiling point. It's going to basically endanger patient lives by the simple fact that they don't have someone there to care for them, as opposed to the odd chance that their doctor or their nurse or their healthcare provider may get COVID. Now, folks, I'm just going to tell you, this is one of the most onerous things I have ever seen. And by the way, if you're out there in the audience and you or someone you know works at Huntsville Hospital, now I heard today, and I don't have anything to confirm it. It was purely anecdotal, so I would love someone to confirm or deny. And in fact, if you just want to call in and tell Copper, she can tell me what you said on the air. I heard that Huntsville Hospital had pretty much said, hey, we're going to start working the exemption process now that state law was passed and have that form for you to fill out. So I had heard that in a sense, it feels like Huntsville Hospital has lightened up a bit on the way they're approaching this. I hope that's true. However, I'm looking at another article by WSFA News down in Montgomery. Came out yesterday evening, actually, at 6 p.m. Baptist Health and Jackson Hospital, those are the two major hospitals down in Montgomery, employees have been notified of their company's compliance policies regarding federal COVID-19 vaccination mandates. Despite legal battles, many businesses and institutions are moving towards compliance, and it appears that Baptist Health and Jackson are saying that by December 5th, all of their employees must have a vaccination plan on record, and they must have gotten at least one vaccine dose by that date. So December 5th, we're talking a little over 3 weeks away. All right, the Biden administration has stated that healthcare facilities who don't comply could face significant fines and possibly lose their Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements. Multiple states have filed legal challenges. Yes, they have. So, folks, if you're in the audience and you know what Huntsville Hospital is doing, I'd love to hear it, because that's one of the major medical employers in North Alabama. And I heard today, like I said, anecdotally, that they have sort of lightened up their processes on moving towards an exemption-based or exemption allowance for COVID vaccinations. But you can hear it's a patchwork quilt, y'all, just right here in our own state, down in Montgomery. They're still running a pretty stiff road, despite the fact that lawsuits are being filed. So let's do a moment here. Let's start surfing the news. All right, surfing, trolling. So some things that I'm seeing in the news are amazing with regards to these lawsuits. For instance, that Navy SEAL lawsuit that I told you about the other day. Daily Journal. Let me flip this story open here real quick. The Daily Journal down in Florida is saying that it's heading to court on Monday. So they are going to be in court on Monday. The nonprofit religious freedom legal aid organization Liberty Counsel is heading to court on Monday to defend U.S. Navy SEALs. Actually, I take it back. Yeah, this is the Middle District Court of Florida. Is heading to court on Monday, I assume, to deal with the question of preliminary injunctions. There's one story. Things are happening. Courts are just literally, dockets are getting full of these cases. How about this one? 59 minutes ago, this story came out. States sue the Biden administration over the CMS healthcare worker COVID-19 vaccine mandate. This is going to be similar to the one I just read you a moment ago. This one is actually from a medical journal called Radiology Business, and it's saying that these states have indeed filed suit just this week. I mean, literally, this story came out an hour ago. Quoting North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, says, this isn't about whether COVID-19 vaccines work, they do, or whether they're important in healthcare settings, they are. Rather, this misguided CMS mandate will only breed additional vaccine resistance and workforce challenges. In other words, he's saying, Your mandate is backfiring. You're driving people away from the vaccines. That's an interesting point. That's the governor of North Dakota saying that. What else we got? And I can see we got a, the phones are lighting up a little bit, so we'll take a call here in just a minute. But another one that I'm seeing that's kind of interesting, Postal Service, where'd it go here? Postal Service expresses concerns on the vaccine rule. This story just came out today at 2:27 p.m., so basically just a little while ago. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal contractors has, quote, been a very challenging thing to navigate, it says in this article on a magazine called Government Executive. And it goes on to talk about the fact that the union that represents 7,500 employees at the Environmental Protection Agency has also announced on Tuesday it entered into a memorandum of understanding with regards to the vaccine mandate. So basically, you got the federal unions that are saying, hello, hello, we may work for you, but this is messing us up. The U.S. Postal Service itself said in a recent filing, financial filing, that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's new vaccine rule will be extremely challenging to implement. Yeah, think? And then, so basically what we're hearing is the federal unions are just bucking in a big way. Copper, you got somebody on the line, or is that just a note you want to give me? What we got here?
Yeah, Lisa called in but didn't want to come on air. She said that a UAB hospital is currently both approving and denying religious exemptions for the vaccine mandate.
Okay, that was UAB, you said?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, and I can see that. So what you're going to find is one of the things the courts will probably look at, and thanks, Lisa, for calling in with that information, if there's not an arbitrary means by which they're handling it, if they are denying some and not denying others, and they have reasonable grounds for doing so, then the court's going to look at that and assess whether or not those rights have been in some way infringed upon. If they are denying, you know, their enemies and granting to their buddies, and it can be proven, those kind of things. What I'm saying is, all if they're denying and approving, that's kind of the process. We'll see how this pans out. Copper, let's go ahead and move to a short break. When we come back, folks, we're going to wrap this up. And then top of the hour, I think you're going to enjoy, Dr. Jordan Vaughn's going to call in. He's with a group called Concerned Doctors. And the Concerned Doctors group has got an event this weekend to help people navigate through the processes of vaccine mandates, medical exemptions, and he's going to talk to us about that. But I'll wrap this segment up here in a few minutes. Vaccine lawsuits are everywhere. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, I want to thank, I've got one person holding on the line that I'm about to go to, but I do want to thank an employee at United Launch Alliance who wished to remain anonymous. I won't even say what kind of position this person is in, but the employee wanted me to know that the employees who did not comply with the vaccine mandate were not, quote, fired. That the company claimed they were voluntarily resigning, meaning that they would not be able then to apply for unemployment claims, and that they were all locked out of the factory on November 1st, given 24 hours to get vaccinated or appeal, and the appeal was always declined. And at least 50 people, this person says, have been terminated, with many more likely on the way in the next week. That's what I'm hearing from the inside by an employee at ULA. So let me go to the phones here. Copper, let me grab line five. I have someone who would prefer to remain anonymous, and I a lot of times I won't do that, but I respect this because you do apparently have some information about Huntsville Hospital. So line five, anonymous sir, how are you? Thanks for calling Right Side Radio. Copper, did we lose line five?
Hello?
I guess he left.
Oh, there he is. Sir, is this the person who wishes to remain anonymous?
That's correct.
Well, what can you tell me about Huntsville Hospital then?
Well, the last comment that you had is not accurate.
Okay.
A memo email yesterday, Huntsville Hospital employees are required by mandate to get the vaccine by December 5th.
Okay. All right. So they did not lighten up. Are they giving you an opportunity for exemptions at all?
Religious and certain medical, but there's not going to be any voluntary not getting vaccinated just because you don't have a valid reason, so to speak.
Well, and I guess that's to be expected, but the state law does say that there's now a form that's going to be provided, allegedly, supposed to be provided, that gives you medical possibility exemptions and then religious. But they are making those. They are not saying they're not going to refuse your opportunity to request an exemption, is what I'm hearing. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, hey, sir, thanks very much for calling in. We appreciate you giving us that heads up on that.
Sir, have a good day.
You too. Hey, let me grab one more if we hit the top of the hour. I got Charlie in Somerville. Maybe a change of subject. I can't tell from the type up here, but hey, Charlie, Phil Williams on Right Side. What's on your mind?
Well, Phil, this is more what you were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
About when it's better for politicians and maybe news people to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, okay. What you got?
Your national newscaster on the top of the hour, both the last 2 hours, keeps saying that the young Rittenhouse fella has said that he went with a gun in order to protect property. Now, like you said you did earlier, I've watched a good bit of that trial. I couldn't say I watched all, but I watched all I could. I heard him say exactly the opposite. I think that they're trying to push forward an agenda, not tell the truth about that young man.
All right, so you're talking about the news breaks that come during the segments, like when I'm on a hard break and they do a brief news segment in between?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's been
both times
at the top of the hour.
Those are imported and piped in for the station, and I don't think we have any control over their content. And I have noticed several times that I tend to disagree with their assessments. But, hey, Charlie, your point's well taken, and I appreciate that very much. Thanks for being in the audience, man. All right, folks, listen. Yeah, thank you. You have a great weekend. Hey, folks, listen, that's it. We're gonna head to a break right now here in just a minute. When we get back, I'm pretty excited. We should be having a call from Dr. Jordan Vaughn with a group called Concerned Doctors, who has been doing a great deal out there to help educate people on the fact that there are treatments that the mainstream media has not been willing to talk about that do assist with recuperative and sometimes palliative care for COVID-19. And the vaccines, the antibodies do mean something. And he's going to talk about what it means, too, to seek a medical exemption under the new state law that we've got. So Dr. Jordan Vaughn coming back at the top of the hour. And listen, this is not going away anytime soon. Cases are being filed left and right. I didn't even have a chance to get to all the stuff that I've got here. I'm just telling you, folks, this fight is ongoing. Even right now, Oklahoma's Attorney General has filed suit against Ascension Healthcare. I'm just saying, it's going to keep on. And United Launch Alliance, they're in it right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.